Hey, Esmeralda, are you ready for some offbeat holidays that you can celebrate in July besides my birthday?
Right, and 4th of July.
And 4th of, well, I don't know, that's not as important as my birthday.
Right. yes, please tell
which,
me.
Which, by the way, I will be celebrating with my folks tomorrow. You know, like, because my birth, when you work these weird hours, as you know, Esmeralda, you work these weird hours and your birthday falls in the middle of the week, which mine did on a Wednesday. And you don't go out to bars or party anymore, there's very limited options for what you do.
Well, it's also that thing of you have, at least for me, if I go out before work just to go get dinner or do anything, there's always that like, oh, I got to go to work.
Exactly.
How many hours? Okay, I have like an hour. I have to leave here this time. So, yeah, you get to, you're going to go relax.
Right. Exactly. And so that's
it,
we're going to go see that crazy I'm a Crazy Pet Watch Me Run Around the Streets movie.
It's going to be good. I hope so.
And then we're going to the Gale Street Inn, which I can't think of a better place to celebrate my birthday.
What's your favorite food there?
Man, that's tough. Well, I mean, you know, everybody says the ribs because the ribs are amazing. You've never been there, right?
I've never been. I have to go. I really have to
go. Yeah, you do. You certainly do. It's great. It's just phenomenal. Make sure you say hi to George when you go. Just tell him you're Esmeralda.
Yell. Just say, George.
No, he'll be there. You'll see him. Trust me. George is, trust me. George Karzis, who runs the Gale Street Inn, who also is nice enough to buy time on my show and sponsor my dad's joke every Monday morning. He's the best, man, and his restaurant is the greatest. I love everything they have. Seriously, I can't pin it to one thing. They do have prime rib on the weekends.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. And their prime rib is fantastic. But anything you order on the menu, and they have specials every day. They have daily specials every day. And I'm not kidding. I think I've had almost everything on the menu, and I eat their specials a lot when I go. And it's just the best. It's my favorite restaurant.
You need to go on, what's that show?
The one with Al Pinasin?
Yeah.
Well, she's not on it anymore.
She's not. Oh,
check, please.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know what?
I think the Gale Street Inn... Somebody did the Gale Street.
Oh, they already did.
I think so. I'd have to ask George. I'm not really sure. But, you know, at any time, George could be listening. As you know, he just from time to time just randomly texts me. You know, he's up at 3:30, 4 o'clock. And he's a restaurant guy. You know what I mean? 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, he's just closing stuff up and going to bed. So, but anyway, that's where I'm going to be. I'm going to celebrate my birthday with my folks. And you guys, I had a great fun celebration on Wednesday morning with you guys, and I appreciate all the gifts. In fact, I'm wearing what Vic got me.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm wearing Vic was kind enough to get me a Fowler t-shirt.
And very
Dexter Fowler Cubs t-shirt. I'm very happy about it. I'm wearing that. And Dan got me an insane War Boys Mad Max t-shirt.
That thing is that is super cool.
I don't have no idea. You know, I can't even imagine how he said he found it on Etsy. So that's, I guess that's a place where you can find really specific Mad Max t-shirts.
Yeah. Well, no. Do you know what Etsy is?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was
great. I've never seen anything like that before. And then you, of course, got me the crazy Weird Al switchable head doll.
Yes.
Action figure.
Yes. So you can, you know, you can wear your t-shirts. You can go home, play with Weird Al.
Right. I did that Wednesday morning. And then I watched Mad Max. That was my birthday. All right. So you ready for some crazy holidays?
Yeah.
All right. Let me start with a couple that already happened since we missed them. July 3rd, in case you didn't do it, it was Compliment Your Mirror Day.
I mean, the mirror itself or the person in the mirror?
Let me just say, there's only an explanation for two of the holidays I'm going to mention. And there's no explanation for Compliment Your Mirror Day. So it could be anything. It could just be, maybe it's a self-esteem thing. And you're looking in the mirror and you compliment the mirror because you're the image that you see in the mirror and you're supposed to have some self-confidence.
Right, because I probably for sure did that on that day. Just looking in the mirror like, hey.
Hey, what's going on? Hey. Did somebody come up and go, hey, did you fart? Because you blew me away.
I go, thanks, mirror.
All right, July 7th, which was yesterday. Yesterday was Tell the Truth Day. Oh. Well.
I think I did that.
Did,
I'm going to say I did.
You're going to say
yeah.
You did. You might be lying.
But
you're going to say. Well, today's the 8th, so
right.
It doesn't matter.
So it's done.
Yeah. 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 Okay. All right. July 9th, which is tomorrow, is this many men will be happy about this one. Bald is in day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Urlacher's going to be like, man, I didn't know that was a day.
He's going to shave it all off.
I wouldn't have done what I did. Bald is in day. George Costanza will be having a party, I would imagine.
See, now I'm imagining when bald, thinking of that, I'm thinking completely.
So you're thinking like Kojak bald.
Right. Not.
Not like George Costanza bald.
Yeah, because I imagine that's balding.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think the definition is... What's the you remember the episode where George wears the toupe?
Yes.
And Elaine hates it and throws it. She takes it off his head and throws it out the window.
Right, yeah, yeah.
That is also the one where he is set up on a date by Kramer. And when he meets the girl, she's bald. And then she dumps him when she finds out that he's bald. And at one point where he's like, she's bald. And that's when Elaine goes, don't you realize that you're bald? And he goes, no, I was bald. That's when she takes the piece off of his head and throws it. And
I'm amazed she didn't punch him.
Well, she
did knock in the face.
She likes to beat George up. There are several episodes where George is scared of Elaine.
Yeah, well, she does that whole get out thing.
Yeah, get out knocking guys. Like, she almost killed Kramer during the Soup Nazi episode when he gets to the Anwar from the Soup Nazi.
Which I like. I like that.
The get out?
I like that about her.
Oh, yeah. Well, Elaine is awesome. Elaine's a great kid. And the fact that she can't dance is fantastic. The little kicks.
Oh, bless her.
I love Elaine. Elaine Bennis is awesome. I like all four of those characters. My favorite of those four characters, though, is George. George is my favorite. George is one of my favorite characters in the history of television. George Costanza. I just love him. And again, best episode of Seinfeld in Seinfeld history, Esmeralda. Do you remember which one? In my opinion?
No.
It's the one where George does the opposite of all of his instincts.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And he gets the job with the Yankees. He gets the girl, the whole thing. And then Elaine her life starts falling apart. And it's also the episode where Jerry is always even Steven.
Wasn't he going to marry... He's going to marry someone in that episode,
who?
No?
George?
No.
Jerry?
Yeah.
No.
Is that later?
That's later.
Oh, okay.
That's when he meets Janine Garofalo.
Yeah, and they were going to get married.
Yeah. And then he's like...
And then they did.
I just discovered I hate myself. But no, that one, the one with the opposite is Elaine, everything starts to go bad for Elaine. Everything starts to go good for George. Everything is even for Jerry. Like, he wins, he loses a job in Atlantic City, and 5 minutes later he gets a call for a new job that same weekend. He misses a bus, he gets a train, he breaks even in a poker game. And when he tells Elaine all this stuff, I don't know if you remember this, he tells Elaine, she goes, give me $20. And he's like, why? Just give me $20. And she balls up the $20 and throws it out the window. And he goes, what the hell was that? She goes, let's see if you can get it back. And then he goes, you could have done that with a pencil. And then, like, 3 minutes later, George comes up and goes, hey, I just found $20. So, but that's also the one where Kramer goes on the book tour for his coffee table book, and he spits coffee all over Kathy Lee Gifford on Regis and Kathy Lee.
Right. That I remember, yeah.
That's the best episode ever, man. It's the best. All right, so bald is in day. That's all. That's for the Costanzas of the world. All right, we got more here. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Friday morning, Fly Jams Friday. We'll be coming up to kick off your weekend with a funky start. And we're going to take a break when we come back. More holidays, and then we'll bust into our regular features. You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and more. It is Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. Yeah. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Keeping you smiling on a Friday morning. Obviously, we'll keep telling you what's happening in Dallas and the other parts of the world right now. Vic Vaughn doing great work in the newsroom, as all the WGN news staff does. And he'll keep you posted on everything that happens. All right, we're back to offbeat holidays that you can celebrate in July. All right, Esmeralda, are you ready?
Yeah.
July 10th. Which would be Sunday.
Yes.
It's Don't Step on a Bee Day.
That is every day.
I was just going to say, isn't that every day?
That's every day.
I mean, does it happen so often that you need to have a day? I mean, are there people out there who step on bees every day and need a day off?
I mean, I could see it because the bees are dying. So it's like if you step on any more bees, we're not going to have bees.
And there's also...
It's just make an effort.
On the other side, I think, Esmeralda, that since it's July, there's a lot of barefoot walking going on.
Right. But you never know. It's almost like maybe you should tell the bees to not sit on the sidewalk because they're going to get crushed. Someone give them that PSA.
Yeah, got it. Okay. July 13th, which would be Wednesday, is Embrace Your Geekness Day. Embrace Your Geekness Day.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
But then again, that should be every day.
It is, I think, but there might be a lot of people out there who are closet geeks
right.
and don't want to let people know.
Yeah, it could be a good starting off.
Yeah. That's the day when you walk up to people and do really obscure quotes from The Phantom Menace.
Right.
And then they go, we're done being friends.
It's like Halloween. You can be a little, a little freaky.
Okay.
Because it's okay because everyone else is.
July 16th is National Woody Wagon Day.
What's that?
Okay. National Woody Wagon Day. Dan, do you know what National Woody Wagon Day is?
Is that a brand?
I don't know if I want to.
It does sound vaguely dirty, doesn't it? Yeah, Woody Wagon, yeah. That's straight out of context is later.
Quick search seems to indicate that it's like a station wagon.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, the old school station wagon with actual wood.
Yeah.
Like wood
paneling, yeah. Okay, yeah. That's like I forgot that they called that the Woody Wagon. What? No, where? Nobody has those. How are you going to celebrate National Woody Wagon Day? Does anybody have a station wagon with the wood paneling? Let's call Tom Appel right now. Wake up, Tom, will you?
While I do that, I just searched eBay, and there are bids going between $38,000 and $100,000.
Good Lord.
Okay, now wait. Now, I thought I remembered hearing something. This is from 2015, but it says that Jeep announced the Grand Wagoneer for 2018, and it's a wooden, it's got the wood paneling. It's a wood panel station wagon.
Next time Tom's on, we have to talk about this enormous trend.
Yes, a Jeep Grand Wagoneer.
We could do it. You know, Tom's usually on with us for a full hour. Full hour, all dedicated to Woody Wagons. Maybe we can get him on the 16th since it's National Woody Wagon Day.
Well, there you go.
I think a lot of people are going to like July 17th. It's National Ice Cream Day.
Yes.
Listen to Esmeralda. Yes.
I had dinner with some friends of mine a couple days ago.
Yeah.
We were sitting in the restaurant and I was just like, so I want to throw this out there. Do you guys want to go get ice cream? I don't know why I thought I'm like, they're going to be like, no.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, we
who
do.
Who says no to ice cream on July, on a July day?
And then I had one called it's going to be serious or let's get serious.
What?
Yeah, it was.
But that's the name salt. The name of the ice cream.
That's the name of the ice cream. It was a sea salt caramel.
Oh,
that was the base.
Oh,
and then it had cashews.
Oh,
and then dark chocolate, kind of streamed throughout.
That sounds really good.
It was serious.
Yeah, because I'm not a big chocolate guy, but I do like dark chocolate.
It's that sweet, salty. Thing.
All of that combination sounds good to me. All of that. I'm not like a big fan of chocolate, but I like dark chocolate because it's bitter. That's
right.
Why I like dark
and
chocolate.
And this was nice because it cut it.
Yeah.
Cut the sweet.
Absolutely. That sounds nice. What's it called? Let's Get Serious?
Let's Get Serious. I mean, it was from a place. It's on Milwaukee called Heavenly.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a gelato and different flavors.
Sure.
But yeah, they had a Let's Get Serious.
Let's Get Serious. All right. All right. Hang on, everybody. We'll finish out the after we break for the news here. We'll finish off the offbeat holidays that you can celebrate in July. And then it's time for you, Big Dummy, straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies. I turned into a Luigi. It's a Nick D Show with Spies. I've got to go. I got to go rescue the girl with the monkey and the barrels. With my brother, Mario. Right? His name is Mario Mario, right? We discovered Luigi and Mario.
Yes. Mario.
That's my brother. That's my brother Mario. We got to go get the monkey. All right. Yeah, my relatives right now are throwing the radio across the room. Relatives on my dad's side. What the hell is wrong with that kid? Kid. Jeez, I just turned 51 2 days ago. All right. Yeah, getting funky already. DJ Shagru getting all sexy. 3:34 in the morning, Dan's lighting candles in the room there. Turned his fog machine on. It's getting ready for some sexy stuff on Fly Jams Friday. Esmeralda, are you getting ready to meld some hearts?
You know it.
Oh, man. All right. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WG. And coming up in just a few minutes, you big dummy. Straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies, and then Fly Jams Friday. All coming up right here on WGN. Our phone number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Okay, we're talking about offbeat holidays that you can celebrate in July. I would like to thank our listener, Gary, one, for being a listener. Thank you. Two, for letting us know that on the 11th of July, which would be 7-11, it's Slurpee Day.
Oh, yeah, they're giving away free Slurpees.
Now...
A free small Slurpee.
A small Slurpee. I was going to say you can't get like a super big gulp Slurpee for free.
No, that was I think a month ago. They were like bring your own container.
Oh, that's right. Man, people were bringing like buckets and stuff to fill up the... That's great. So it's Slurpee Day, and it's a free small Slurpee, and I would imagine at all participating 7-Elevens?
Yeah, I saw one by my house, and I got super excited because I didn't know what date it was.
The 11th would be Monday.
No, I didn't know that the date was, you know, like the date that I saw it.
Oh.
I didn't know what that was. So I was like, did this end already? Is this over?
Yeah. Well, no, it's 7-Eleven, which makes sense.
Right.
So, there you go.
I'll be in line.
That'll be Monday. You can get a free Slurpee.
Yeah. I'll probably get it after work.
Oh.
Morning Slurpee.
A morning Slurpee. Okay. July 20th. Is National Take Your Poet to Work Day. There's an explanation for this one. This holiday is meant to be for picking your favorite famous lyricist and taking them to your place of business. Tweet Speak Poetry even has custom illustration cutouts to help. So you bring in your favorite lyricist? Why is it
cutouts?
What is Tweet Speak Poetry? Do you know?
In the so many characters? Yeah, because tweets are so, you know, like, what are they?
So they have, like, cutouts instead?
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. July 22nd is Rat Catcher's Day. I guess there should be a day. I mean, if that's your job, you should be, there should be a tribute to you. It's not a really great job.
Isn't that pest control?
Sure. On the supposed anniversary of the Pied Piper of Hamelin. Oh, I see. A day to honor exterminators of all shapes, sizes, and species. Okay, so that means cats, too, because cats eat mice?
Honor your cats.
It says all shapes, sizes, and species.
Well, there you go. Cats and what else eats rats?
You know, this sentence is structured poorly. It says a day to honor exterminators of all shapes, sizes, and species. They mean exterminators that exterminate all shapes, sizes, and species.
Oh, okay.
Not exterminators of all shapes, sizes, and species, which would indicate that cats are included in that.
Yeah. By the way, I looked up the TweetSpeak poetry. It literally is the take your poet is take your favorite poet.
Yeah.
And they have little cutouts, cartoon cutouts that you can color and then put into your pocket.
Oh, to carry around with you?
Carry them around.
I think that's kind of funny, actually.
It also says you can attach a popsicle stick to the back of your poet.
All right. And little arms?
Well, no, they already have arms.
They do.
Well, you know, it's like a...
Oh, it's a full body.
So, like, yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay. And then attach it to a stick. Okay. Yeah. I thought it was just their head and then you could put, like...
That would be creepy.
You could
just have a head sticking out.
Just put like pipe cleaners for legs and arms on the popsicle stick.
But yeah, they got a bunch of different poets you can cut out.
Oh, all right. July 23rd, hot enough for you day. I hate that. Hey, how about this heat? Shut up.
How many people you think are going to say that to you that day?
Well, don't people say it a lot? Hey, hot enough for you?
I know, but you hate the heat, so I would
do.
Imagine people are just going to harp on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
What day is that?
23rd. Well, you marking it down so you can say that to me 900 times? Well, you hate the heat, too.
I don't like the heat. No, I was going to see, so if it really was hot.
July 23rd. I don't know what day of the week that is. I've lost count.
Yeah, I think it's too far.
It's a Saturday, unfortunately.
I'm not working, so I don't have to hear anybody going, hey, hot enough for you.
I think it's too far in the future to see what the weather will be like.
Not for Skilling. Skilling knows what it's going to be like in 2026.
He's a farmer's almanac?
He's a living farmer's almanac. That's what he should be. That's his description. Tom Skilling, living farmer's almanac. Except that he's more accurate than a farmer's almanac.
Right. Well, I mean, that's written, so, you know.
Yeah. Also, July 23rd, you can go along with Hot Enough For You Day, is National Day of the Cowboy. So you can put on a cowboy hat and go, hey, hot enough for you? Yeah! That was my cowboy. Good, wasn't it?
Sure.
July 24th is National Drive-Thru Day.
Oh, I'm going to do that one.
I don't know if you get anything free, maybe, at drive-thrus. It's National Drive-Thru Day.
That's okay.
July 24th also, mark this down for my dad, everybody. July 24th is National Tell an Old Joke Day. Mark, that's my dad's holiday.
His jokes are fresh and new.
What was the last one? What was Monday's joke? Do you remember Monday's joke?
Oh, man.
What do you call a teacher?
Oh, that's right.
Steps away to pass gas.
Right. A private tutor. That's
there it
right.
Is.
July 24th is Cousins Day. And July 27th is Take Your Houseplants for a Walk Day. What the hell is that? Put a leash on a cacti and walk it down the street?
Put it in a wagon?
Put it in a woody wagon. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a minute now.
How insane will your neighbors think you are? You're just dragging around plants.
Yeah. It's like, what are you doing? I'm walking my plants, man. What if you're walking your plant and a dog pees on it? What's going to happen?
No.
See, that's not good. That's the risk you take on National Walk Your House Plants Down the Street and Look Like a Lunatic Day.
Then your house will smell like
dog pee. Dog pee.
Blech.
Yeah.
I think plants should stay inside. Safe for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a big plant guy. God, my ex-wife was. It's like a damn jungle on our sun porch.
Well, I think that's what they're for.
And I used to have to, like, water them and stuff. Like, if she went away, because she would go away on business every once in a while for a couple of days. Like, and she'd come back and she goes, you didn't water the plants correctly. I'm like, I don't know how the hell to do that. You're lucky I fed the cat.
My mom leaves. She went on vacation, and my dad did not water her plants.
Oh!
She has so many. Just let him die.
I got to tell you something, man. I've never met your dad, but every single time you tell a story or describe something about your dad, I think I would get along with that guy famously.
Apparently, so a lot of people, again, should start a bit of a fan club there.
I'm telling you, man, because I got a feeling that me and your dad would get along really well.
Probably. You and V.
Yeah.
Can start that fan club.
All right. All right. Very cool.